Our story today is called Turning the Other Cheek. Julio Diaz has a daily routine. Every night, the 31-year-old social worker ends his hour-long subway commute to the Bronx, one stop early, just so he can eat at his favorite diner. But one night last month, as Diaz stepped off the number 6 train and onto a nearly empty platform, his evening took an unexpected turn. He was walking toward the stairs when a teenage boy approached and pulled out a knife. "He wants my money, so I just gave him my wallet and told him, 'Here you go,'" said Diaz. As the teen began to walk away, Diaz told him, "Hey, wait a minute, you forgot something. If you're going to be robbing people for the rest of the night, you might as well take my coat to keep you warm." The would-be robber looked at his would-be victim like, "What's going on here?" Diaz says. He asked me, "Why are you doing this?" Diaz replied, "If you're willing to risk your freedom for a few dollars, then I guess you must really need the money. I mean, all I wanted to do was get dinner. And if you really want to join me, hey, you're more than welcome." "You know, I felt," says Diaz, "that maybe he just needed some help." Diaz then says he and the teen went into the diner and sat in a booth. The manager came by, the dishwashers came by, the waiters came by to say hi, said Diaz. The kid was like, "Well, you know everybody here. Do you own this place?" "No, I just eat here a lot," says Diaz. He says, the kid said, "You're even nice to the dishwasher." Diaz replied, "Well, haven't you been taught that you should be nice to everybody?" "Yeah," said the kid, "but I didn't think people actually behave that way." Diaz asked him what he wanted out of life. And then he said, well, he almost had his sad face. He couldn't answer, or he didn't want to. When the bill arrived, Diaz told the teen, "Look, I guess you're going to have to pay for the bill because you have my money and I can't pay for this. So if you give me my wallet back, I'll gladly treat you." The teen didn't even think about it and returned the wallet, says Diaz. "I gave him $20. I figure maybe it'll help him. I don't know." Diaz then said he asked for something in return, the teen's knife, and he gave it to me. Afterwards, when Diaz told his mother what happened, she said, "You're the type of kid that if someone asked you for the time, you'd give them your watch. I figure, you know, that if you treat people right, you can only hope that they treat you right. It's as simple as it gets in this complicated world." From Matthew 5, Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.